Lori Crempian and Patty Hawkins Russell wanted to do something a little different this Remembrance Day. Their poppy installation at the William Hutt Bridge, more than 10,300 poppies in all, has done just that, garnering attention in Stratford and beyond. Crempian and Hawkins Russell couldn't be happier about their Stratford poppy project. "The project has been an overwhelming success for our community," Crempian said. "The comments on Facebook and Instagram have been heartwarming, as well as the stories that come along with many of the comments. Along with plenty of shares and likes on social media," Crempian said. Destination Stratford, an organization that develops, manages and promotes the city, informed them about their own social media hits on the bridge project. "A photo of the installation has reached almost 200,000 people and 20,000 people have engaged the posts either with likes, comments, or shares. The project was finally installed at the beginning of November, after months of volunteers knitting, sewing, and creating homemade poppies." Crempian and Hawkins Russell put out a call as early as summer for 11,000 handmade poppies, with the express purpose of covering the bridge, named after the famed Canadian stage actor and veteran. "The goal was to use the poppies to increase the visibility of the holiday and to unite local crafters." Crempian said that she is pleased with the reaction and is encouraging people in other communities to reach out to their local legion to try to do something similar. "The installation lasts until the afternoon of Remembrance Day." Crempian said that there are no plans yet for next year. "The organizers are taking the time to remember the sacrifice of Canada's veterans." Some 10,300 poppies line the William Hutt Bridge as part of the 2023 Stratford Poppy Project. Connor Luchka, Stratford Today.